praying last night and today. This has been on my heart, and a very familiar passage of Scripture. We've heard it time and time again, and have read from it, talked about it. I was praying, and the Lord just laid it on my heart for tonight. Matthew chapter number 14, amen, beginning with verse number 22. Matthew chapter number 14, beginning with verse number 22. The Bible says, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent away the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. When the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." He said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. When he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, caught him, and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. They that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Amen. Would you bow your heads tonight? Ask the Lord to help us in the remainder of this service. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful tonight for your goodness and your wonderful works to the children of men. God, I'm thankful tonight that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And Lord, I depend on you for help tonight. God, that every heart would be responsive, every ear attentive to your word tonight in this house. God, let it fall upon good ground. Let fruit be brought forth for the kingdom of God. We'll give you all the praise, honor, and glory. It's in your wonderful name we pray. Amen and amen. And I thought about this. And as the Lord laid it on my heart, thought came to my mind, walking on the water. Amen. Walking on the water. You know, a lot of people will never experience the wonders of the deep. Amen. They'll never experience those times in life when they step out on faith and realize it's the hand of God that upholds them. Amen. In the middle of their storm, in the middle of life, in the middle of all the things going on around them, there are those that walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. But I thought about this passage of Scripture. And I thought about the multitudes before they had been fed with bread. Amen. God had multiplied and fed that great multitude. But only the disciples get into the ship as Jesus constrained them to go to the other side. I thought about how many are bound by that shore life. Amen. They never get off the shore because they feel safer there than in the water. Amen. Their life is bound by the need for security. Amen. The need to know every step that they are going to take. Everything that's going to happen, they must have it planned out. Amen. There can be no unknown to them. And they're bound by the shore. And then you have those that step into the boat. And they begin to launch out into that deep water. But they're bound by the ship. Amen. They're so afraid of what's around them. They're so afraid of the unknown of the deep that they never take that step out as Peter did and experience the power of Almighty God. Amen. They never know the thrill of hearing Him say, "Come." Amen. And abiding to that call and not hesitating but stepping out in that moment. I mean, how many people in services tonight and in services of times gone past have been bound by the shore and by the ship. Amen. They have been asked by God to come. They've been asked by God to obey, to step out in that moment of faith. But because of security, because of the ship and because of the shore, they have stayed right where they are and missed out on the blessings of God. Amen. Here we find that Christ begins to command the disciples, and the Bible says He commanded them, or He constrained them, to get into the ship and pass over to the other side. Amen. John records in his gospel that the multitude wanted to crown Jesus king. Amen. They wanted to set Him up to overthrow the Roman government. They were so amazed by His authority and His power, and they saw Him as a great ruler, not as the Messiah. Amen. Now Jesus constrains those disciples. He knows that rambunctious multitude and what their intentions are, and He knows the weakness and feebleness sometimes of these men of God. Amen. Maybe if they stayed, they would have failed to the temptation, amen, of the Jews and of these people that sought a ruler, amen, and sought to set them up in government and authority. Amen. But Jesus constrains them, amen, commands them to get in the boat. And as they get in that ship and begin to cross to the other side, amen, there comes a crisis, a storm in the midnight hour. Amen. But in that storm, they find the Christ. Amen. Aren't you glad that in the storms of life, amen, though the clouds might overshadow it and the night might be dark, there is Christ walking in our storm. I said, Christ is walking in our storm. I thought about how can we ever walk on water? Amen. How can we as mortals, how as we can everyday Christians, amen, that live in this life, amen, attempt of feet as Peter done. Amen. Now, I don't want to limit God and say none of us will ever walk on water. Amen. Because if God commands us to or calls us to Him, we can in this day do the same thing that Peter did that night. Amen. We can step out by faith and walk on water. I know that's hard for some to believe. I know it's hard for some to fathom. Amen. But we can do all things, the Bible says, through Christ which strengtheneth us. And I thought about that tonight. But before I get to where I want to go tonight, I want to show us some things. Amen. The Lord pointed out to me. Amen. The Bible tells us that they were in that fourth watch of the night. Amen. They were rowing and they were no doubt tired. The storm was great, and they said in the Galilean Sea that storms were known to arise. Amen. It was down in a valley. Amen. Those great peaks surrounded it, 13 miles long and 6 miles wide. Amen. Now the disciples have toiled for hours. Amen. It was evening when they launched out in that boat. And now it's the fourth watch of the night. Amen. Darkness all around them. Amen. Jesus has left them. He's gone up into that mountain to pray. I thought about that. What a picture of our Savior. Amen. Jesus went into that mountain to get alone by Himself to pray. Amen. Up on high. Amen. Though the night might be dark and times might be rough, our Savior sits on high. Amen. He sees us in our storm. I thought about that He saw them in the darkness. Amen. In spite of the distance, in spite of being in a mountain far away praying and having communion with the Father, amen, He saw the distress of the disciples and He went to them. Amen. Can I tell you tonight, it might seem at times that God is so far away from us and that we cannot touch Him and He does not see us. It might seem that the night has become so dark, amen, the clouds have gathered in so thick that God does not see the circumstance that we are in. But God sees us. Amen. He sees our towing. Amen. He sees our tolling in the midnight hour. Amen. In spite of the darkness and distance, He saw them in that
that fourth watch. Amen. The Jews recorded by three watches. Amen. The first, the second, and the third. But here the gospel writer uses the Roman terminology and records it by four watches. Amen. The first being from 6 to 9. Amen. The second from 9 to 12. Amen. The third from 12 to 3. And the fourth being from 3 a.m. to 6 in the morning. Amen. Here it was early in the morning hour. A storm clouds rise. Amen. The wind and the waves are boisterous. Amen. The storm has came in their life. Amen. Here they are out at sea. Amen. At 3 a.m. or between there. Amen. At 3 and 6. And they have told. And they have rowed to no doubt pure exhaustion. I cannot imagine rowing 6 miles on calm water. Amen. I mean, can you get in a boat, get you a paddle, and just try to row across Brother Lester's pond? And that ain't even a half mile. Amen. If you go, amen, across it wide. But can I tell you, amen, they were in no doubt exhausted just from the chore of rowing. And now they're rowing against wind and wave. Amen, now they're toiling. And they're afraid because the waves are boisterous. I mean, they're bashing the ship. They're tossing it to and fro. It's the midnight hour. But in spite of the darkness and distance, amen, the Lord saw where they were. Amen. The assurance I have tonight is that in the midst of my storm, no matter how dark, amen, no matter how distant he might seem, amen, God knows where I am. He knows my exact location. Amen. He has my number. Amen. You know, you punch in something on the GPS, it'll put a flag to where you're going. Amen. Sometimes it's the right destination, and sometimes it's off a little bit, and sometimes it's off a lot, but God's got my coordinates. Amen. He knows right where I am. His eyes are ever on me. He considers me. He knows how much I can handle and how much I can take. Amen. Though it might seem far away, and though the night might be dark, he sees me.
Amen. He saw them in the dark. And not only did he see them in the dark, he sought them in the deep. Amen. I've already said that that lake was 13 miles long. Or that sea in 6 miles wide. Amen. You know, that sounds kind of small compared to the Pacific and the, amen, the Atlantic Oceans. How great and how vast they are. But can you imagine something 6 miles long when a storm is all around you? Amen. Can you imagine being out there and you can't see the shore on either side? No doubt they were probably about 4 or 5 miles in. Amen. 5 miles, if they were going just, amen, the width of the ocean. Amen. They were 5 miles from one side and another mile from the other. And no doubt the darkness and the storm hit the line of the shore. And they didn't know whether they were going to make it or not. And here they are in the deep of that ocean. You know, some say it was a mirage. And it actually didn't happen that way. And some say they were right there when Christ began to walk to them. He walked to them on the shoreline. And it came out just an ankle deep water. And that's why they said he walked on the water. But friend, they were in the midst of the sea. That's what the Bible said. And you know what's great about that? Not only did he see them, he sought them in the deep. He came to them in that midnight hour. And not only did he come to them, the Bible said, he said, be not afraid, it is I. Amen. He comforted them in that hour. He spoke to them in their dilemma. Amen. Right there in the midst of the deep. Right there the storm, a raging
preaching. Amen. Right there with the wind. Amen. Blowing. He spoke to them. Amen. Begin to talk to them in their calamity. Amen. In the midst of the ship, they struggled. Amen. In the midst of the storm, he spoke. Amen. You get that tonight? I said, in the midst of the ship, they struggled. But in the midst of the storm, he spoke. Amen. While they wondered if they were going to make it. While they wondered if they were going under, there came a voice that said, it is high. Amen. Can you imagine? I can. Because I've heard it before. I mean, in times of struggle, in times of peace, I've heard that sweet comforting voice speak to my heart. It ain't always been audible. Amen. But that still small voice has spoke to my heart. At times it has said, it is well. At times I've heard him say, this too shall pass. At times he said, hold on. At times he spoke peace to a heart full of calamity. I'm glad he sought me in the deep. And I'm glad he spoke to me in my dilemma.
Amen. Oh, can you imagine the struggle that was going on? If you've never been out on the sea. Now, this wasn't no big Bible said that they got in the boat. This wasn't no ship. Amen. This was a boat. I read up to one historian that said, amen, that talked about ships. They talked about larger sailing vessels. Amen. But this was a boat, amen, that was powered by oars. A small ship or a small boat that they were in. I don't know how big it was exactly, but think about it. They're on that sea. I've been in those boats out on the San Blas Island and be out there and all of a sudden a storm comes up. I remember one time we was in one and my brother Frankie was with us, had that 5-horsepower, amen, Johnson on the back of that boat. Amen, we was trying to get to another island and those waves got so high. And I know some, it seems hard to believe. Amen, they probably say, well, you just got scared and you're exaggerating. I'm telling you, we go down those swells. And they'd be mountains of water on either side. All you could see was those big waves behind you and before you. And they just take that boat and they turn it a certain way. Amen. So that wave wouldn't capsize it. But they ride it up and come back down, turn it. And sometimes those waves got so high, you'd hear that old motor. It'd be grinding. Oh, trying to get up that wave. All of a sudden, it'd pick that boat up out. Amen. The water, it seemed like, and you hear that boat as that propeller came out of the water and it started to whine. Woo! Amen. It's making a sound. And you thought, what are they going to do? How are they going to make it? But all the time, there's a man at the helm. He was saying, go to the right, go to the left. He was directing that driver. Amen. He was seeing what was ahead. He knew the water. He knew the coral. He knew the reef. He knew which way to go. I'm telling you, I serve a God that knows more than any man about navigation. I serve a God that in the midst of my storm, in the midst of my dilemma, amen, will come out in deep water. He'll speak to me. He'll seek me out. Amen. Deep water don't bother him. Amen. Storms don't cause him to stop. Amen. In the midst of dilemma, he spoke peace to the hearts. Amen. Spoke to those people and said, be not afraid. It is I.
Yes.
Amen. He still speaks. Amen. In the storm. I said, he still speaks in the storm. And I'm glad that he does. And not only did he speak to them in their dilemma, amen, he strengthened them in their doubt. Amen. The Bible says, amen, the faith of Peter. Talks about that faith of Peter as he stepped out in faith. Amen. Took his eyes off of the Lord. Amen. That frailty of Peter. Amen. Then the focus of Peter as he looked on the Lord and said, Lord, save me. Amen. I know tonight, amen, that a lot of times we focus more on this storm, amen, than we do anything else. Amen. We focus more on the wind and the waves. Amen. The great storms of life. But can I point you to a great Savior? I said, can I point you tonight to a great Savior that no matter how great the storm, amen, is able. I said is able. I thought about being in that boat. Amen. No doubt the water was coming in. And no doubt that boat was a rocking to and fro. Amen. The Bible said, amen, that the waves were, and the wind was contrary. And the waves were boisterous. Amen. That means they buffeted that boat. They slapped against them. Amen. They hit them hard. It seemed like they were being jarred, no doubt, from right to left. Amen. Being pushed back in their toll. Amen. Not gaining any ground. And that ship's a rocking to and fro. Oh, but Christ speaks to them. I said, Christ speaks to them. I read a song here a while back. This is what it said. What matters where on earth we dwell, or mountaintop or in the dell, in college or mountain fair, where Jesus is, till heaven there. Amen. Don't matter where we dwell, on mountaintop or in the dell, in cottage or mansion fair, where Jesus is, tis heaven there. I'd rather be with Jesus on a sinking ship than standing with man on the shoreline. I'd rather be with Jesus in the midst of a storm than to be standing with man in the sunshine. I said, it's heaven where Jesus is. Amen. He'd like to strengthen our doubt tonight. He'd like to speak to us in our dilemma. He'd like to seek us in our deep. He'd like to come to us tonight and comfort us with the words of encouragement to go on, keep rowing. Help is on the way. Amen. I thought about, you know, we're so quick to judge Peter. And we look at Peter and we think, well, Peter sunk. Yeah, he did. You know, you read after commentaries and they say Peter walk wasn't that long. He walked to Jesus and he sunk. Jesus had picked him up. The Bible said that, amen, that Jesus lifted him up. I don't know how far he walked, but he walked on water. Who else can say that besides Jesus? Amen. He walked on water. You know what the first thing Peter done to be able to accomplish such a feat? He listened. Peter said, if it's you, bid me come. What did Jesus say? He said, come. Amen. The Bible said that Peter stepping down out of that boat. Amen. Can you imagine that first step? I mean, can you imagine that first step? Amen. We was up there in the mountains at Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge at that Wonder Works. They have a moonwalk up top. And you got this harness around your body. And the rope is up. Seth's already feeling the effects of it right now. Amen. Boy, them boys were ready to go. Seth and Isaiah, amen, they was ready to go. You know how I am about heights. And I just going because they couldn't go by themselves. And you hook that thing up there and you lead it on this little guide rope. And you're up above that whole crowd. And you go different tiers. You start off, amen, when you're just about, you know, regular ceiling height. And then you keep on going higher and higher up in that building. And all the time, the only thing's keeping you from the ground is a little board or a rope. And, amen, you got that harness on. If you fall, that'll catch you. Well, we get up there and get higher and higher. Amen, things start to get harder to cross. And I begin to think about that. Amen, you step off of that platform. You got a big old pole and a round thing right there. And you're on that platform. It's secure. I mean, it's secure. And then you have to step off onto a little rope. You feel that thing is shaking? Boy, you put your foot on there. You talk about it. You know that. I can't fall. This rope's got me. I know I can't go any farther. Something tells you what if it breaks. Amen. Well, if they ain't checked this thing in a while, it's going to be you on the ground. Amen. This rope ain't going to hold you. You ain't going to be able to catch it. But I thought about we was coming back down. And we were going back to where we began at. And fitting to get off. And this young girl, she probably couldn't have been about 9 or 10 years old. Amen. Well, it seemed like she might have been American. Indian of some sort. And her dad had got over onto the other side. And I don't know if he was trying to be hard on her. A lot. Amen. But he was calling to her. She said, Daddy, I can't. She was holding on that pole with dear life. I mean, she was holding on. And he just kept on walking. Went up higher and didn't even turn around and look at her. And there she was, tears about to well up in her eyes. And Seth and him had gone on before me. I was standing right there with her. And here I am, scared of heights too. I looked at her and I said, Baby, amen. If you go to that platform right there, you walk down those steps, you'll be back on the ground. And if you stand right here, you got to stand here till somebody comes and gets you. And I see nobody, I don't see anybody coming. Amen. And I said, all you got to do is step on that rope right there. Amen. Walk about 5 feet to that platform and you're on solid ground. You're home free. I watched that young lady. Amen. She stood there. She grabbed a hold of that harness as hard as she could. And she put that foot on there and tested that rope. Amen. She didn't want to look like she wanted to do it. But she wanted to get back to solid ground. And you know what she did? Step by step. Amen. She wasn't fast at it. Amen. She didn't look like she was even glad she is doing it. I mean, she looked scared to death, but yet she did it anyway. Because she knew there was safety on the other side. Amen. You reckon Peter thought, amen, the boat might go down. But as long as I got Jesus, I'll be all right. It's got to be better with him than it is here. Amen. These boys are about to go crazy. They're frightened. Amen. If you'll listen to the Lord, he'll call you out. Amen. Sometimes a step on water, if you will. Amen. Sometimes a climb the mountain high. Amen. Sometimes a walk through the trials of life. Amen. The higher heights and deeper depths. Amen. What we need to do is incline our ear to him. I said incline our ear to him. And listen to what thus saith the Lord. He's not saying sit there and do nothing. But he's saying church be alive. Amen. Church be awake. Amen. Church be busy about the Father's business. We need to listen to him. Amen. And when we listen, we'll answer the call. Amen. There's a call goes out. Amen. There's a call goes out. And we need to hear that call. And not only hear it, amen, but obey and answer that call. And not only should we listen, we should look. The Bible said that Peter stepped out of that boat. He is doing well. He is doing well. The Bible said that he's walking on the water and he saw the wind boisterous. I believe it was J.S. Jowett said that word there, or what he believed he was trying to say was Peter felt that wind up against him. He felt it as it blowed past him. Maybe he saw the effects of it around him on the waves and on the water. But he saw it. Amen. And all of a sudden, amen, he's listening to Christ. He stepped out of the boat. And now he takes his eyes off of him and looks. And what happens? He begins to sink. Amen. No man will make it when his eyes are off of Christ. I said no man will make it no matter how shallow the water. Amen. No matter how bright the sun might be shining, when his eyes gets off of him. I said, when his eyes gets off of him. I reminded of a story I heard years ago. Said a man went to a blind orphanage of blind children. And said it was somewhere in Wales. And he went there. He was talking to these children, ministering to them. And said he got through. And he's a singer and a preacher. Said he could sing real good. And said he asked one of the little boys there, blind boys. He said, son, he said, what would you like me to sing for you? Amen. Expecting, you know, some song that they've heard over the years. And that little boy looked at him and said, preacher, amen, could you sing Never Lose Sight of Jesus? Amen. Never lose sight of Jesus. Amen. Can I tell you tonight, in his blindness, he was seeing better than us.
us. I said, in his blindness, he was seeing better than us. Amen. When you look to Jesus, you'll look past the storms of life. Amen. You'll look past the waves that rise. And you'll see the Christ in the middle of the storm. Amen. Standing strong. Amen. He's not thwarted by the waves. Amen. He's not cast down by the wind. Amen. But there he walks on the water. I said, there he walks on the water. Amen. Seth, come help me tonight. Amen. This is what I thought about. You know, we say, well, how much was that distance? Amen. When Peter walked. Amen. I want you to be Peter. I'm going to be Christ. Amen. I want you to be Peter, and I want you to walk towards me. Amen. Think about that distance. They say that Christ was right here. And that's Peter walking on the water. Amen. He gets to a certain point. I want you to look that way. Amen. He looks away from Christ. And all of a sudden, he begins to sink. Go to your knees. Amen. He goes to his knees. Amen. He's looking at the wind. He's looking at the water, and he's taking his eyes off of Christ. He lifts up that arm and says, Lord, save me. Amen. Lord, save me. And the Bible said that Jesus, taking him by the hand, pulled him up. Now, this is what I saw in prayer. Amen. Here it was. He's listening to the call. He's got his eyes off of Jesus, and he's looking. Amen. His focus has got rerouted to the wind. Amen. But now he's in the hands of the Lord. Amen. Now he's in the hands of the Lord. Amen. Whether it was 5 feet up, amen, whether it was 10 feet. Amen, whether it was, amen, 20 feet from the boat to Christ. Amen, count it ever how you will. But what I submit to you tonight is, after he looked at the Christ, and Christ picked him up, amen, he leaned on him, and said, Christ taking him by the hand, and they entered back into the ship. Amen, I submit to you tonight, if it was 10 feet, it had to be 20, because they walked back together. And they got back in that boat. That's what we need to see tonight. Yes, sometimes I fall. And yes, sometimes I get caught up with circumstance. Amen. But I can get back as long as I'm leaning on the everlasting arms of a great and mighty Christ. Amen. Peter walked on water not once but twice. He got up out of there. And Christ said, let's go back to the ship, son. Let's get back into the safety. I'm telling you tonight, you can. I said, you can by the power of Christ. Amen. I'm leaning. I said, I'm leaning on the everlasting arms, safe and secure from all alarm. Amen. Are you leaning tonight? Are you trusting tonight in the man, amen, that walks on water, in the man that calms a storm? Why don't you lean on him?
Amen. Man, he was back in that ship. He's back in that ship. Amen. I don't know if he teleported him, how he did it. I just see him saying, Peter, come on now. And this is Jim one-on-one. Peter, boy, it got you. Don't you feel like you just failed? You ever feel like that? Like you tried, didn't go over like you thought it ought to. I just believe Peter, Jesus grabbed him by the hand, pulled him up, and said, come on now, let's go back, son. It's time. Just keep hitting on me. Peter walked on his storm. He walked on his troubles. He walked on what had got him down, all because he was leaning on Jesus. What's that song, I'm Learning How to Lean? And to trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm learning how to lean. And to trust in Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Bible. Now, I'll read something to you here and I'm going to close. Where's it at? And his hand caught him and said to him, O thou little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship. And when they were come into the ship, you know, here we picture it. Peter's been pulled out of the water, the sun's shining. The waves have just seized a glass. But when they had come into the ship, the wind ceased. The wind ceased. Think about that. Amen. When it's coming back, it's still blowing. Amen. I don't know necessarily if everything changed around them, but the wind was still blowing. When they had come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they were in the ship, came and worshipped him, saying, of truth, thou art the Son of God. Storm's still there. But Peter now is leaning on him. When they got in that boat, I don't know about you, but those times that I've been out at sea, and there's several times we got caught up in the storm. And I've told people, and some folks look at you like it's strange. I don't know, can't remember which ocean it was, the Atlantic or the Pacific, that was so choppy. But it was like a great divide line. There's one island you went to, and when you went to the other island, you crossed over from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean, or vice versa, I can't remember. But Brother Frankie said, we're going to cross into another ocean. And Dad said, how do you know? How do you know? He said, you'll know. You will know. We was riding that boat, and all of a sudden, we get there. It's like a dividing line. It looks like on one side, there's a crystal pond. That thing's so smooth. And on the other side, the water's choppy, grayish. Not as clear, not as clean looking. And you cross over that, and the boat gets to jumping a little bit more, a little bit more. But you know, we was in the same boat, the same driver. On one side, as we were the other. And I had just as much confidence in that man on that one side as I did on the other side. But you know, he can let you down, but God will never, ever let us down. And you know, I think sometimes we're such a sight. We walk by sight. And we, you know, everything's got to, and we think to ourselves. And I'm closing. I remember being on those piers, and they got those on some of those islands. They got those cement piers that go out, and they're probably 7-8 feet out of the water. Looks like high. When you stand on that, just probably 8 foot drop, maybe a little less, a little more. And it's trying to get some of us boys to jump out there. And we're standing there, man. We're looking around, make sure we're not. You know, when we're hitting up when you jump. Because they just, there's old pilings laying down there where they tore down different stuff. And there's pieces of metal where that, you know, it might have been an old pier there. Just different debris. And you're looking at that thing thinking, man, I better get a good run start and get out there and jump. And Brother Frankie said, oh, you bunch of chickens. He took a quarter and went, here you go, boys. Threw that quarter in the air, man, before it hit the ground. I mean, boys 5 and 6 and 7 years old just choo, 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 like fish. Man, they didn't care what was in that water. They're just going for that quarter. All of a sudden, one pops up with it in his hand. They'd do it time and time again. I mean, much change you had, you could throw it, and they'd go right after it. I mean, they'd jump in there. And they ain't looking at that debris. You know why? They'd been in that water before. They'd been there before, and they knew it was going to be all right. I'm telling you tonight, and we've been through things before. If we'll trust in him, amen, we'll know it'll be all right. There is a crisis. There's a calm because there's a Christ in our storm. Stand to your feet with us tonight. Hallelujah. I'm glad that I'm leaning on him. You know, a lot of folks will accomplish more for God if they just listen and answer that call. And they would look to him and not to situations and not trying to figure out how we're going to do this. How am I going to come up with this? How am I going to have these things? You know, a lot of folks never, ever, ever leave the ship. Because they just can't get it all together on paper. They just can't. Remember the first year I evangelized. And had gas in my car. Always something to eat. I mean, every time I needed something, I had money to get it. And when I took my taxes and I wrote down everything. I mean, if somebody handed me something, I wrote it down. Every dime I got. One man said, if they hand it to you, you ain't got to record it. I thought, man, I might not have to record it. You know, I might get away with it with IRS, but God sees it. And I better record it. So I write it down. I went to my accountant. He looked at it, and he's doing my taxes. He said, man, you are in the negative. I thought, man, I thought I was in the positive. He supplies all my needs. Now, if you go ahead and write it down on paper, you'll never figure it out because it just don't add up. Because God don't move. And He's not governed by man's ideas and man's ways. He's so much bigger than that. And God can make a way out of no way. And if you'll lean on Him, you'll understand that, amen, He can rise above finance and He can rise above situations and He can prepare a way for you and help you to see it through. And help us to listen, to look, and to lean on Christ. Everybody that will, let's come gather in tonight. Amen. Pour our hearts out to Him. Amen. Be attentive to His Word. Hear what He's saying to us tonight. Help us, Father, to do His will.